Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Thank you so much for joining me on today. I would like for you to continue with me on Monday, starting the 17th. I'm going to introduce a new segment. It is called Open-Hearted Discussion. I am going to have a couple of guests with me. I'm so excited about it. And we're going to go through all next week with this open-hearted discussion. Actually, it is 6 segments. So please join me on that. I am sure that there's something that you will be able to relate to and be blessed by, as we're going to be discussing real life issues and the real, sure, and honest and wonderful and strong provisions of God, because we need God to get through all of these things that we go through, and we welcome that from the Lord. There's nobody like the Lord. Nobody like the Lord. And God holds all power, all authority, and He is love. He is love. And so please join us on Monday, starting the 17th, with open-hearted discussions. You will be blessed by that. We are going to continue today with the Ten Commandments. And we are on chapter 20 on verse 8. But first we'll begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I just thank you for everything that you are doing in our lives. No matter what goes on in this world, no matter what we even feel at times, we know that you are God, and we trust you, Lord, with our every being, every fiber of our being. We trust you, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, for being our God, for being our Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, it says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, it says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it," made it holy. So, God is extremely detailed about the Sabbath day. It is to be a day of rest. Now, a lot of us, the traditional Jews, they go to church on Saturday. They tie the Sabbath into a Saturday. Christians, we typically go to church on Sunday. But God is talking about resting here. He is talking about resting. We should worship God every day. We have a relationship with God that is continual. We are to honor Him and give reverence and have relationship, communication, communion, talking, being with, understanding God, praying, reading our word, getting closer to God. This is a continual walk. So the Sabbath day is a day of rest. We go to church and we worship, but we should worship every day. So God is talking about resting here. This is a day of rest. We have a lot of people out there that are workaholics. Work all the time. And if you're not at work, your mind is thinking about work. Or you're working on the computer. I see every day, including myself, I have to check myself, is that we're on the phones, we're checking emails, we're texting back and forth, we're on the computer, looking up stuff, researching. Some of us that are working is just on the job constantly, all the time, answering text messages and emails, even on your days off. It's too much. It's too much. We are overwhelmed with labor, mental labor, physical labor, emotional labor. Everything is just, your mind is going 24/7. And God is saying, "I have hallowed the Sabbath day, the seventh day, rest." And I remember driving down the freeway one day, and it just came to me in my mind, because I was just like a treadmill in my mind, going, 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 going. And God said, "Rest your mind. Be still. Be quiet. Rest your mind. So God is saying there, rest. The seventh day I made it holy. Remember to rest. And remember God. We reference God, or we reflect on God every day. We don't just pick the seventh day on Sunday and we forget about God 6 days a week, and on seventh day that's when we remember God. No, we remember God every day and communicate and have a relationship with God every day. But he has set aside a day saying you need to rest. Now let's look at verse 12. It says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Honor thy father and thy mother. This is a very important commandment. And that regardless of our relationship with our mother and father, and they may have not done everything we wanted them to do, and we're feeling like it should be a different relationship, and we wish that it was closer, or we wish, you know, even if our parents are deceased, we can look back and think of a lot of difficult times or maybe some things that didn't go right. But you know what? The Bible says, honor thy mother and thy father. It's a commandment. It's not like an option. It's a commandment. We are to give respect to our mothers and our fathers. We are not to treat our mothers and our fathers like they are common folk. They deserve reverence and respect regardless. And that is including a mother or a father that's on crack, a mother or a father that is a drunkard, a mother or a father that is a prostitute in the streets, a mother and a father that is a thief and a liar. The thing about it is, I'm not saying be around them and have them in your home and jeopardize your family well-being, but I am saying when you are in their presence, you are not to treat them with disrespect. And I'm telling you, it's a hard one. Even a father that has molested or raped you, you're thinking, oh, I hate this person. It is understandable. It is understandable, and that hurt is real, and God will deal with that person. But if you happen to run across that person, if you can't say anything of respect, you say nothing at all. It is better for you to be silent than to go off on the person and curse them and do. We don't do that. We let God do it. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. We let God deal with these people. So it says, treat our mothers and fathers with respect. Verse 13, and we're going to conclude with this one for today. It says, thou shalt not kill. This is going about killing without a cause. We have people right now, ISIS and other groups, just kill for no apparent reason. They claim they have a reason. They have no reason. Killing innocent lives. And that is murder. Thou shalt not murder. But you know, we can also murder someone with our mouths. We can kill someone's hopes and someone's dreams. We can kill someone's future with our mouth. And we have to be careful about what we say. Murdering people with slander and lies and putting things out there to damage their reputation. The Bible says, do not murder. We ought not to do that. We need to be careful what we say. We have to be careful. I'm going to end there today with the Ten Commandments. May you be blessed and may you be kept by the Lord. Desire to be kept. Desire to be kept by the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.